Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This week's edition of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into another hour of poignant information coming from Dr. Ken's research, from his overview of a lot of the medical journals, passing along info to you and his clients at his Lake Cardiology, the clinic he runs down in Central Florida, the information that helps you understand what's going on medically that may affect or impact your body. That's the idea here, to have information that is directly something effective for you and your loved ones, whatever may be going on, and certainly COVID is still there. I made a determination, I think last week when we were together, Ken, that I wanted to not spend much time talking about COVID because it's becoming pedantic. It's becoming repetitive. It's becoming annoying. And so maybe this puts it to rest, this work that's being done this week that you're following, the new vaccine that's being, checked out by the FDA. So what's that story?
Well, Doug, so it's not annoying. Is how are we going to live with this? And that's what actually is
I'm just
exciting.
Telling you, I find it annoying. You may not.
Well, give me a second. Because the news about COVID-19 is looking better. It really is. Today, compared to 3 years ago, Doug, when you and I started talking about all this, there's more population immunity from vaccines and from natural immunity, because most of us already have been infected with COVID-19. And also, the virus has mutated to an upper respiratory virus compared to the original strain, where it was deep down in the lungs as a pneumonia. Now it's like a cold. We have home diagnostics. We also have a great treatment for it, Paxlovid. So we're going to all learn how to live with this and get our lives together. We know that the vaccine doesn't prevent spread, so there should not be mandates. It only prevents subgroup of us that are vulnerable to being admitted to the hospital and dying. And we have to identify those subgroups, and those are the people we want to focus on and let everybody else live their lives. I can't think of a teenager in the world who is healthy, who's died from COVID. So, you know, we need to leave those people alone. But the elderly, those over 75, the immunocompromised, the obese, those who have multiple chronic medical problems, these are the people at risk for being hospitalized and dying. These are the ones we have to focus on. These are the ones who we should urge get vaccinated. And again, there should not be mandates, because the current vaccine doesn't prevent illness, and it doesn't prevent one spreading the illness. It only prevents oneself from not being admitted to the hospital and dying from COVID-19. So going forward, there really is hope. And that's why earlier this week, the FDA has come up with a new plan for a yearly COVID booster. Very similar to how they come up with the flu. Their recommendation is that each September, they'll look and see what they think is going to be the most likely variant for the next winter. They'll make the vaccine. They'll have it available in September. And as of this coming September, it'll be two separate shots, but I predict in the future it'll be one flu, one COVID-19 shot that we'll all get in the fall. And we'll take it if we... And our doctor thinks we're at risk, that we should be more concerned about the virus than about the vaccine. And each of us will make an individual determination, not one size fits all. And later in the week, the FDA advisory committee will be getting together to vote on all these recommendations. And we'll know shortly where we're going with all this.
All right. So Let's go one step further in terms of stopping COVID from infecting humans. Apparently, there has been a compound discovered, and I was thinking about this. I saw this toward the end of last week, too late for us to discuss it on last week's program, but the sea sponge business. You've seen this research, 26 compounds found in nature, including plants and fungi. This team of researchers say that their discovery paves the way for a new natural medicine that can help treat these contagious viruses. They claim the compounds will help tackle existing and future variants, as well as flu things, because they target human cells, which evolve more slowly than the viruses. We know that, right? The viruses have been mutating and changing. So these doctors say there is an effective way in small doses to completely stop viral infection in human cells. Wow, yeah, this University is, this of British is, Columbia. Go ahead.
This is not. This is not ready yet for prime time. This is, you know, early on. This hasn't been proven safe and effective clinically yet. But it's an interesting idea. You're just looking at early on in the lab.
Well, and what it does is speak to the fact that, Jared, if these people are successful, we won't need drugs to combat COVID, which is what a lot of people find objectionable. There still are lots of questions, Ken, as you know, about what really is in. You can say, well, they're coming from irresponsible sources. I'm not sure that that's the case. I think there are a lot of reputable people who have lots of questions about why there's so many heart incidents from people who have taken, and they go, you know, even though you did a great job of proving or showing to us that wasn't the case with a football player who got hit just at the right time, you did a brilliant job, I think. Who would have known that the hit that this guy took went right at the same second that the impulse was going to his heart to make it beat, and so it stopped it, and that's why he keeled over. There were a lot of people who said, well, the whole team had been vaccinated, and this, you know, there have been a lot of heart incidents with people who have taken the shots, so maybe that's what caused that, and that wasn't the case. So, at any rate, I just find these things, these solutions, I prefer non-drug sources, that's just me, to fixing problems. And I know that there are a lot of people who are agreeing with me, but then there are those like me who took the shots.
This is going to be a medication if it evolves.
It'll have to become a medication, right?
Yeah,
sooner or later.
Yeah, so yeah. If it evolves and is shown safe and effective, because so often these things don't prove safe and effective when you get out and test them.
Well, but that's the question about the COVID vaccines. Are they safe and effective? There's a lot of questions.
Are they safe and effective? Nothing is totally safe in terms of anything we give to anybody. And let me tell you, this article that you quoted, there's going to be safety issues with it also. But the question is risk and benefits. Mm-hmm. And if you think more people would have lived if we wouldn't have had a vaccine, you're smoking lucky lefties. I mean, more people have survived COVID because we've had a vaccine, and many more people get myocarditis from the virus, not from the vaccine. And we shouldn't be giving vaccines to young males because of the risk benefit. So it's different for everybody. Mm-hmm. But 75 and older, you better get your vaccine or you're not going to make it. So it depends on the autoimmune people. You better get your vaccine or you're not going to make it, unless you've had a reaction to the vaccine. So there are subgroups. This doesn't affect us all the same way. Teenagers are safe, but elderly over 75 are at high risk. So you have to look at yourself individually here.
Well, I think that's it. And we talk about my immune system. I had the first round of shots. Whether I had COVID the first week or not, I've not had it since. My daughter hasn't had it. A lot of people in my family, for some reason or other, have not had it. But most everybody I know, relatives, friends, people I work with, I can't tell you that I can name three people outside of my family who haven't had COVID.
And your family probably some of them had it and don't even realize they had it.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's interesting. Some of the newer variants are like a cold. And ask your daughter if she's had a cold in the last 2 years.
You know, I have to. I'm trying to remember back because I know my daughter well, whether she had a cold or she didn't have a cold. I have to think about that or ask her. All right, let's stop for a minute, and then we continue looking at what's going on in the world of medicine from Dr. Ken's perch, Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. Those of you who love listening to Ken and know and trust his advice, if you'd like to get it firsthand, you can have an appointment with Ken. All you have to do is dial him up at the office, 352-735-1400 for Ken at Lake Cardiology. That's 352-735-1400.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Greece's cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos with a further explanation regarding vaccines and what you want us to know. I'm sure I've corrupted people's minds with my thoughts. All right, Ken, straighten it out.
Vaccines. Doug, there should be no mandates about vaccines because of our current knowledge. We now know that the current vaccine with the current variants, the current vaccine does not prevent spread. It only prevents in oneself illness that would require hospitalization and potential death, so that the vaccine doesn't prevent spread to other people. So that's why there should be no mandates going forward.
All right, but then this, the practical side, the common sense side, there shouldn't have been mandates before either, but there were, and it seemed that people needed to be cowed into, you know, that expression, where they were sort of pushed into, encouraged, threatened, whatever it was, that seemed to be effective.
The errors that the public health experts made, some now admit they made an error and some still don't. That is what has created so much angst among the public. And I think if my public health colleagues would just, you know, come to grips with this and improve their levels of communications, it would work well for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hold on to that thought. As we continue here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, a focus on your cardiovascular system and what happens under certain circumstances. Ken is a cardiologist, so he's on top of this knowledge, which you will have right after these words here on Good Day Health.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Your cardiovascular health with our expert, one of the country's leading facilitators when it comes to discussions about your heart, your circulatory system, that is Dr. Ken. So cardiovascular disease is something that is a plague among older Americans, and maybe not just Americans, but people, older adults everywhere. So there's something you, when I saw this, I thought of that Fitbit that you've given me that I have to straighten out. People, when they have Fitbits, can figure how much they walk, how much they sleep, basically follows their body. So what's the reveal here?
Well, what I gave you is for remote patient monitoring, RPM, that actually does what a Fitbit does, but so much more. And the news out of the medical journal Circulation this week is that people over 60, they may significantly reduce their risk of getting cardiovascular disease by walking between 6,000 and 9,000 steps per day.
6,000. How much is that? Do you know? I'm just curious. How many steps do you walk? You've got one of those things that you're talking about that you gave to me to monitor your body. So how many steps do you, Dr. Ken, take a day in your practice or in your life?
I definitely walk at least between 6 and 9 a day, and sometimes up to 10 a day.
I would think that I probably walk that much, if not more.
Myself. But on the watch.
We have to hook it up to that app that is so much a part of all of our lives. All right, so while we're in the cardiovascular or the heart department, let's talk about what happens to men of a certain age if they have what we refer to not so lovingly as a spare tire. This has to do with body mass index, I guess, as much as anything else, and weight, right?
Exactly. And I think we all know how unsightly that spare tire looks when we have it in the lower abdomen. And when we see it as early as middle age, what it predicts in this study that was published this week in the British Medical Journal, Open Medical Journal, is that it correlates with being frail in old age. And who would like that?
Uh-uh.
So just another good reason to get rid of that spare tire in middle age. And one remarkably amazing way to do this is with this new classification of medications. Wachovia is one of them, and we can talk about this later, where you actually get 10 to 20% of your weight lost from this FDA-approved weight loss medication. It's been approved for reducing your risk of heart attack when your BMI is over 30 or when your BMI is over 27 and you have an associated medical problem from excess weight, that being high blood pressure, cholesterol, or diabetes.
So under the circumstances, although you know, we have so many different things that can be used to help us stay alive and be healthy, doesn't it surprise you sometimes how many people don't take advantage of that, even going back to these middle-aged men who are just plain fat? You'd think they'd want to be thinking ahead, wouldn't you?
I guess. Shocking. I mean,
it really is.
But, you know, there's so much mental illness in our country now between anxiety and depression. And what defines mental illness initially is illogical behavior. And I think a lot of this illogical behavior that we're seeing today comes from mental illness for whatever the cause is.
Let's talk a little bit more about things that are not necessarily mental illness, but how we free our minds. I know there's some info on that. We'll get to that in the next half hour of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen.
GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Legendary college basketball commentator Billy Packer is dead at 82. The news was shared by Packer's son Mark on Twitter. Packer started his career on the network side for NBC before joining CBS in 1981. He covered every men's college basketball Final Four from 1975 to 2008. The NBA is releasing the starters for this year's All-Star Game. LeBron James is the team captain for the Western Conference and has tied Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the most All-Star appearances in league history with 19. James is voted in alongside Nikola Jokic, Zion Williamson, Luka Doncic, and Steph Curry. The team captain for the Eastern Conference is Giannis Antetokounmpo, who received the most fan votes among the East starters. Antetokounmpo was joined by Kevin Durant, Jason Tatum, Kyrie Irving, and Donovan Mitchell. The All-Star Game is slated for February 19th. I'm Julio Flores.
Chaebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lifetime of work building your retirement. This little-known retirement protection plan could safeguard your wealth and boost your retirement up to 40%. For your free copy of Guarantee Your Retirement by Josh Melberg, call now. Call 800-804-3595. That's 800-804-3595. 800-804-3595.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Half hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, late cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. So I had this conversation thinking of you on the Good Day program, which is the Monday through Friday show that I do with Jay Kirshner. And we talk a lot about the issues and we bring you up and things that you're advising people. One of the things that we talked about this week was how to look at the beauty that's around you. Whether it's the natural beauty of the wintertime, the summertime, where you live along the Pacific Coast Highway, or you're in the mountains, or you're on a farm, or whatever it is, all the things that are around us are defined as nature. And how, if we understand, appreciate, if we wrap ourselves around nature and experiences there, what fabulous impact it has on our body, right?
Absolutely. I love this report that was in the Occupational and Environmental Medicine Journal, dated January 16th of this year, where they actually studied this and noticed that 1 hour, 4 days a week, occupying yourself in nature, trees, lakes, water, whatever you define as being relaxing nature, could actually be an offset the need for anxiety medications and even blood pressure medications. Try it yourself. Get into nature an hour, 4 days a week, and notice how helpful it is to your blood pressure and also to your anxiety level.
All right. So this it's appreciating what's around you, what's all around us. Maybe that's the best way to do it. And you don't have to be a doctor to prescribe that for yourself, frankly. Now, there's another danger here. This sort of reminds me of that line from one of the old space shows, danger, danger, Will Robinson. So the danger here for both men and women, but I'm guessing maybe this applies. I'm going to ask you for, as we understand the info that comes from the Journal of Economic Behavior, what happens if you retire early? Can this information be applicable to both men and women?
Absolutely, absolutely. What we learned from this study, actually done at my old medical school, University of Pennsylvania, looking at thousands of people, and they noticed when they retired earlier than what you would predict, that it accelerated their decline in their cognitive ability, their ability to think, to remember, to reason. And it just, it's, you know, you may say this is a big dub, but here they studied this carefully, and it just seems that when you don't use your mind, it wears away.
Well, I guess that makes nothing but sense, really, when you get right down to it. Doesn't it? You know, you're not active mentally or physically, emotionally, but you hear a lot of times, I especially think about this with public service and public service like firemen and policemen, when they retire after 30 years, 32 years, and they're in their 50s, many of them go on to other careers. But I can go to the obituary column in my local newspaper, and I can see frequently where police officers, it seems more firefighters who retire when they're in their 50s, and they don't do anything after that. They just kind of collapse, and they're dead before you know it. So this could be a warning. Maybe there's two things to take away here. If you're so eager to retire, maybe you ought to find another job, because you obviously don't like the job you have. And that's also good for longevity, isn't it? People that love their work, don't they live longer?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's not work. You know, they
yeah,
love
no.
it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Just
you love what
they,
you do.
As long as they get enough sleep.
Right, that's it. Rest is very important. I mean, I certainly am an example of that. I keep plugging away. I have three different jobs, and I enjoy all of them. And frankly, the newest job is something that is enlightening me, giving me something new to do. My farm and my radio work has been consistent all through my life. So now I've added something new, a different kind of a career, and it's very stimulating. It's great for my brain, great for my body. So it may not be that everybody has to have three jobs, but for heaven's sakes, no matter what you're
doing. Are you going to announce to the world what you're doing?
I'm working with a couple of folks to build a residential development, 63 units of what's called an agrihood. We're building a neighborhood around a working farm. And it's really, it was my idea, and I thought, okay, you know, there's a little bit of information around about how to do this, but we're kind of creating as we go. But I think this is going to be something that will be fabulously successful in many places around the country, because people want to get back to nature, they want to live around animals, they want to have peace and quiet, you know, that sort of thing, and that's what we're developing here. So thank you for asking. But it is a challenge, because I never have done anything like this before. But yet, it's, you know, we're bringing, it's coming together piece by piece, bit by bit. And I find that I think this can be good for my brain, for my body, just, you know, great for everything that might ail you, if you will. So now we're talking about how to make sure that you are not immortal, but that your mortality is healthy. If you have had head injuries, you better listen up to Ken and what he found in the American Medical Association this week.
And Doug, I would imagine that you have some attachment to this article. adult Americans who've had a moderate or severe head injury even decades ago, they're almost three times as likely to die as those who've never suffered a head injury. This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association just this week. Head injury of any kind doubles your mortality rate in adulthood.
So head injuries, I've never had a concussion that I know of, but on the farm, you're suggesting in the times that I've talked to you about things where I banged my head on a tractor, or, you know, I had a very serious head injury when I was a child at three. And so whether that is going to take me away, I hope that's not the case.
I think you've done, though, is you have followed this up carefully, much more than the average bear. So, you know, you know what's there. And I think this is really where people don't know what they did and what impact it's had. And you've had yourself studied for peace of mind, so to speak.
I have. And I know what's going on in my head.
Exactly. So I don't know. You may be an outlier from this study.
Well, now let's apply this in a moment when we return to this study, the breast density thing. I have a friend who has breast cancer. She was told one thing when they first examined her, and now she's been told something else. And it has to do with, I guess, further exploration. But as you said, we can do it with our head. We can do it with other parts of our body. So we'll talk about women and breast cancer and apply this thinking to that information as we continue here on the Good Day Health program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen, with a reminder about when it comes to your health and your well-being, all the things we've talked about today, all the things we talk about every week here with regard to your risk of not having a long life. What's the old expression from Star Wars? Live long and prosper. You're not going to do either of those things if you've got too much BMI, you've got too much weight, too many inches around your belly, all that stuff. We just finished talking about what happens if you've got a spare tire. So here's the way to get rid of it so you have a great later stage in life. It's from the folks at Calitrin. Website, toploss.com. We can find out all about Calitrin, the natural way for you to lose the weight, no drugs, no stimulants. It has all these great ingredients that are inviting when you hear the story about what we do, what our body, how our body benefits from having the aloe vera and digestive enzymes and just the things that you know are good for you. Let's follow the science, as many doctors say. How to lose weight the right way? Follow your scientific curiosity. Go to TopLoss. Spend some time there. See what the success rate is and understand the science upon which this all has been built. 25 years and still going strong. Weight loss that makes sense. Better health, better you. Better go to TopLoss.com. Use the discount code Doug when you check out so you get the 4 months free that you're entitled to at this time of year and also free shipping. That's TopLoss.com for Calitrin.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here at 53 past the hour with a focus on questions that would come from any number of sources. There has been a recall of kids' rocking sleepers. There have been a number of young babies who have died because they're in these kids to rocking sleepers. Is this the garb, or is this there are two or three things floating around now, and I guess I would want to know whether we're talking about the things they swaddle the babies in, or is this some kind of a mechanism like a sleeping bed?
It's a sleeping bed. There had been the sleeping clothes in the past recalled, but this is the bed, and it just seems to push the kids into positions that become dangerous and they can't breathe.
So why would it be my question here to follow
they
up on
roll
that
from
question?
Their back, they roll from their back onto their stomach in these in this furniture that they actually sleep in.
But so why isn't the FDA on top of this? Why would it happen if the FDA were doing its job?
Well, this is not a drug. This is...
The FDA weighs in on devices.
Well, it has been recalled, the Consumer Price Safety Commission. This is really furniture. This is bedding for a child.
Mm-hmm. I still think the FDA, you know, they're sticking their nose in everything.
Food and drug association.
I know, yeah, but you find them in other places. All right, we've had questions about people dying early from being too heavy, from stress, and now there comes yet another focus. People wonder about being lonely, which would seem to me to be more dangerous, Ken, than anything else, is it?
Absolutely. Loneliness is bad for everything. It's bad for your heart, it's bad for your brain, and you just wilt and deteriorate, and it's sad. And so those who are dealing with loneliness need to look for solutions and hopefully healthy solutions, but having loneliness is not a good thing.
No, I would think being lonely, being alone, some people choose to be alone, and therefore you're not lonely necessarily. I don't
exactly
know, does one go hand
exactly
in hand? If you decide that
exactly
you want to be alone, then you're alone. But if you don't, and you've lost a spouse, let's say, or somebody close to you, yeah, that can be pretty debilitating. All right, next up, your favorite, cannabis. What's going on with marijuana, and what happens to people who have been smoking cannabis before they have serious surgery? What's the investigation all about here?
Well, simply stated, it's just not good. It just creates poor outcomes, especially after major surgery. You know, again, my wonder about tobacco, how bad that is for one's health, and recreationally, why we think the same is not true of marijuana is truly perplexing to most of us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Things that I'm most pleased about being responsible for are the various informational programs that my little company has, like the Good Day Health programs, the broadcast that every week are the broadcasters that are a part of it or a part of the Good Day program, but we call it Good Day Health because Jack Stockwell brings his own brand of medicine and medical information to those of you who are following him and what he does at his clinic out in Salt Lake City. He's a Nuka chiropractor, GAPS practitioner, and has nothing but a world of information and experience. So that makes for great broadcasting. Also, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and his research and what he presents from, let's say, the other side of the coin here as service items for you. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you go. This sounds like the conversation Jack and I are about to have, though, sounds like something that I discussed last week on another program that I do called the American Family Farmer. I'm not meaning this, Jack, to sound like a promotion for everything I do, but they overlap. The research that I talked about last week on the American Family Farmer program is the same info that you're calling our attention to now that links glyphosate, the main ingredient in Roundup, with cancer, as well as damage to other things that may be the most important part of our being. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. And this just came out last week from the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. I mean, you know, this wasn't some poorly funded study somewhere.
It's not one of your usual.
No, but they looked at the, now who is most exposed to farm products? Farmers are, of course, that's why it was on your show.
Yeah.
So they looked at the glyphosate levels that were in the urine of farmers and found out there are these markers. There are these markers showing up that shows the blood cancers like lymphoma, myeloma, leukemia, a much higher incidence in these kinds of cancers among farmers than somebody that would be working, you know, at a computer all day in some high-rise office in Manhattan.
Right.
Not that that might not contribute to it,
yeah.
But the fact is that they would have a lot less glyphosate present in their bloodstream.
Yeah.
And so they're kind of dancing around this because of the power of Monsanto, but Monsanto is now owned by Bayer.
More power.
The largest drug company in the world.
Yep. And I'm happy to always point out the Bayer product. I actually use a Bayer product, a Bayer back and body when I have muscle spasms and stuff. That doesn't mean I have to like them. Their history comes from their original job, or their original company. They changed their name after World War II because the original company was responsible for making the gas that was used to gas
like
6 million
B.
Jews. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, anyway.
On B.
Yep. So.
It's the kind of history that exists almost in every large mega corporation is not necessarily the prettiest stuff.
No.
But the important thing is that this was published by the National Cancer Institute, and they said, yeah, we're finding more in evidence. It's contributing to the overall evidence that associates glyphosate with exposure and oxidative stress in humans that contends to create the markers that show increases in lymphoma, myeloma, leukemia. Bottom line, stay the hell away from glyphosate.
Roundup. Stay away
but
from
the problem is,
Roundup.
Well, and they've got ready. They got ready. They round up for this and round up for that. And
right.
All the kinds of variations that they've made for it. You know, the original glyphosate course killed anything that was green.
Well, you know, one of the things that this points out, Jack, and this goes into a discussion that we were having a few minutes ago. You probably were listening to us when I was talking about not being served by your representation or your congressman, your senator is, and how much they're in the tank, in the bag for companies like Monsanto and Bayer because of how much they contribute to their campaigns. There is no reason on God's green earth that this product should still be available to anybody. But yet it is because these people pay off. They pay to make sure that they still are in business. The thing that's a tragedy is that the information, these people have so much money, they can contradict the information that comes from people like you and me that basically is crying almost in the wilderness, hey, listen, look at how bad this stuff is. It changes your DNA. It gives you cancer, and yet you're still using it.
Yeah, exactly. And they can throw a bunch of money together to fund another study by some other group somewhere else.
It'll show it's okay.
Well, there might be some association. It's not like we've been told.
So then why does Bayer have a $5 billion war chest set aside to give to people who are, there are like 80,000 cases against Bayer and Roundup.
Yep.
And so why is that? Okay, hello, knock, knock. Anybody home? Somebody's got to figure that out. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.